Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 17th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cash crisis that has led the government to propose, wait for this, barter trade.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the deepening cash crisis and one of the proposals by the government that has caused a lot of commotion gives in the country. Yes. Those who are for and those who are against. Exciting times indeed.
Very exciting times. Mm-hmm. If you have a vote, you can pay school fees.
Indeed.
So in an attempt to address the liquidity crunch, the country's banks will soon be compelled to accept livestock such as cattle, goats and sheep as collateral for cash loans.
Under a new law presented to Parliament on Tuesday by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, borrowers would be allowed to register movable assets as collateral at a central bank registrar. Education Minister Lazarus Dokora has also proposed that parents use livestock to settle school fees arrears. Cash-strapped Zimbabwe abolished its currency in 2009 following massive hyperinflation. Now the country is experiencing a shortage of US dollars, which is the most popular of at least nine basket of currencies that the government has introduced.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yay.
Onguka hama wadiwa maka sununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera kuti titaure kuti munoona sei zvirikutaurwa nehurumende zvekuti kumabhanga uko kana uri murimi wakukwanisa kuenda oshandisa mombe dzako sechibatiso kana mbudzi. Kana uri mbereki, zvirikunzi wakwanisa kuendesa mbudzi kana huku kuchikoro se muripo wekubhadhara school fees, nekuti mari munyika zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Asi munoziva muZimbabwe Gibbs, vamwe vanenge vachiseka vachivhundika mbabvu, asi zvinhu zvirikuratidza kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika.
Kakhulu Blessing. So vanhu vanenge sevefaka mipikicha lapa lapa kusocial media, vatole kuti nomupikicha katasa trenda kakhulu. Imbuzi ziphezulu kwesihlahla, sokuthiwa zibalekele ukuthi zibe yi-school fees. So
uyazibonaakuramuthimbuzi
kunjalo fowethu. So Zulu, kandaba lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokunenge. One, sizwile ukuthi umnumzana uLazarus Dakora uthi khona okufunakalayo ukuthi nxa ungela mali uyenelisa uye esikolo, ufike nje uzihambela lezinyane lakho uthi nathi izinyane sendlalo i-school fees yami, kumbe ngenxa yelewoti kumbe into ezinjalo uyenelisa ukuthi uhambe lakho ufike utsho njalo. Kuzobuya ke lo mthetho okhandwayo kathesi. Umthetho okhandwayo utshengisela ukuthi ungaba le mbuzi, ube lezimvu, ube lenkomo, ongathi ke uyedinga ama-loan ngaphi emabhanga. Singazi ukuthi uyaphumelela kumbe asoziphumelele. Kodwa ke kunjalo ke singathi sesibuyele ku-barter trade mfowethu.
Wonguka hanzi parandi pa-US dollar. Mbudzi yapinda pamamonya ipapo. Regeti kuti vanhu vari kuti kudii nezvirikutaurwa nehurumende. Nhasi vanhu vanyora zvasati zvamboneka. Gibbs, saka tichaverenga zvakare macomments avo. Asi for now I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Bekitemba Mhlanga, political and economic commentator. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for joining, for letting me join you as well.
Thank you. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, so Mr. Mhlanga, I guess you've been following the news. You know, there's a bill that is being crafted right now in Parliament in which you can use goats, you can use cows, you can use sheep, you can use any livestock as collateral, you know, if you want a loan. And then we have a proposal from Mr. Lazarus Togora, the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, who's saying you can even use the same, you know, goats. You can use maybe pigs as well. I'm not sure. So some kind of, you know, payment for school fees. So give us your take on this issue. It appears as if this is a very, very serious issue.
Indeed. I think the only silver lining before we go any further is that this is just a bill. Mm-hmm. So it could die anywhere in the bill formation process.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I think we have all got used to Lazarus Dokora's eccentric ways. Hopefully this is just one of them, like the teacher school uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
But at the heart of it, I think it's a reflection of the level of desperation and chaos to which the Zimbabwean economy has actually sunk to. Because the whole issue of saying, look, people can actually now pledge loans, fees, payment in terms of their livestock, such as goats, chicken, pigs, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It actually shows a bankruptcy or a deficit in thinking within government circles. Because you and I, Gibbs, know it very well,
mm-hmm.
that the value of a goat in Plumtree is different from the value of a goat in Mwenesi.
Mm-hmm.
And the value of a goat or a chicken in Victoria Falls is different from the value of a chicken in Imbari. So when you start actually starting to say that people could actually go to the bank and place loans, you are going to create an absolute chaos, an absolute nightmare in terms of when you see your bank manager there, Mr. Mklang, across the table telling you that, no, in effect, your goats, you will need 5 of them for me to advance your loan, or the headmaster at the Ndaba Zimbi school says, no, in fact, with this type of goats, I need 10 of them. However, when you see Mr. Kumalo walking out, having exactly his own school fees for his own son, with 3 goats, because the headmaster has actually came to a valuation that these 3 goats are the equivalent of Mr. Mbilo's 10 goats. Can you see the nightmare that we are going into? What all this reflects, in fact, is that we have a fundamental problem that needs to be fixed, and that problem is that the economy is in a mess. All these other things that people are coming up with, they actually work around a problem. So you see, Gibbs, if your car has an engine malfunction, you do not put a tape over that light in your car that says, check the engine light, so that you assume that your car has actually been fixed. You actually take the car to the garage and get it fixed.
Yeah. Mm. Well said there, I think.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. I think we are now being joined by the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mr. Obet Masaraure. Mr. Masaraure, good evening.
Evening, God blessing. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Masaraure, what is your take on this? Is this already happening in some rural areas, some of our listeners are saying here?
Yeah, it has been happening for some time, but I think on this particular case, there are two fundamental areas that we must look into. The role of paying fees for learners is not the responsibility of parents. I think we tend to miss that. It is the state which is obliged to be paying for learning, for learners at the basic level. Our constitution provides for that, and our state must just assume that responsibility, which they have obviously not been undertaking for some time. The second critical area is when we are saying people are now paying using their livestock or their labor, paying for education, what are they really paying for? These are the same parents who were complaining over the years that they have not been consulted by Lazarus Dokora when he crafted his own curriculum, which remains symbolic and which is imposed on citizens. Now, he is now forcing citizens to pay with all the years for his own curriculum that he designed in his own way, which he never consulted the same parents. This is the same man who crafted a national pledge, which is still before court and has been challenged by many parents. Now we are looking at livestock, which is the last line for defense for the ordinary person, for the poor. The last line for defense is they fight poverty. In extreme hunger, in famine, we see witness the people exchanging a bucket of meals with livestock. And now this regime is now targeting capitalized line of defense against the poverty to fund for an education that is the parents don't even support. We are looking at labor. The labor that they are saying can also provide your labor. This labor is used to provide food, to provide shelter. It's a source of livelihood for many families. And we can't divert it to fund for an education that the citizens don't even believe in. So the whole process is upset, and we, as a union, we have since urged the government to create the new curriculum, and secondly, to assume its responsibility of funding basic education as is provided in the constitution.
Thank you so much. But Mr. Masaraure, I also wanted you to explain, you said it is already happening. How are they doing it? Where do they... is there a crow at the school for the cattle, or what really happens? Who takes care of the goats or these other cattle or chickens, whatever they are using?
Alright, the way it has been done over time, it was simply by negotiating. Those who could not afford the fees, they would bring maybe a cattle, then they would negotiate, then a value would be attached, then the cattle would be maybe, the school would take, the certificate boarding school, they would use it to feed other learners, then that student would get a receipt for that. Okay. In other areas, some would bring the goats, then if there are some, the SDC would make a decision that they would sell the goats, and then they of the day, the money would be used to fund other processes at the school. But now, if it is now in mass, anyone
exactly,
everyone bringing
yeah, that
a
was my ticket, concern, yeah.
We come to a point where the market gets saturated. And at the end of the day, the prices of the goat and the chicken are going to fall. At the end of the day, we are going to see teaching and learning materials are going to vanish from schools, because these schools will not be able to afford to buy these learning and teaching materials. So at the end of the day, and the government itself is not even funding the basic education model. Their beam is not being funded. So at the end of the day, the schools are going to be in a more serious crisis, and they are not going to be able to fund their day-to-day activities. And we will see the quality of education in certain rural areas declining to new lows.
Thank you so much for that clarification, Gibbs.
Yes, baleke imlayezelo ethunyezwe nguZulu lapha ke singayikatshana. Umasibanda enyathi uthi sicela becele imali kubo makhelwane lokho kuyayangisa. Lama pasi sesizagada ngenkomo. So he said that just to get a pass, you know, from Nyati to Bulawayo, you have to raise a cow or something.
Yeah.
You know, so Masibanda is worried. Kuzobuya ke uPrudence Mangena uthi khona, hey, lokhu kambe kuyini? Asazikuzwe lokhu esazalwayo. Kuzobuya njalo uNtungameli Ncube uthi ya, nxa ukuthi imbuzi zangikhona sizazinikwa nguhulumende. Ye, kurayithi ukuthi sizibhadale. Kodwa lokhu nxa sesikukhangele into yenziwa nguhulumente leyi sibona ngazani imbi kakhulu. Kuzobuya lo mamba layo uthi hey into zeHarare madoda isozibele yayingcono kakhulu kulalokho. Then kuzobuya ke uBoni Ndlovu kumbe nguBoni Ndlovu uthi imagine izikolo zivula ukuthi kuyabe kule mbuzi ezingaki. Yeah, so kuziba lapha bamhlanga uyazwela abantu lapha kungani bakhathazekile.
Ngiyakuzwa baba Dube, but uma ngathi akukhangela kwinto lokhu khona kuvele kudala obaba labomama babesihambisa esikolo ngezimali zokuthi basebenzile balima bathengisa umumbu wabo kumbe kwathiwa hayi kothi sithathe inkabi liyani engani singani siright siye siyingenise emakethi siyithengise kwenzeka ukuthi sibhadele abantwaneni imali ze-school fees. Okwakusenzakala lapha yikuthi wayethatha inkomo liyana ehambe layo emakethi eyithengisa kumbe ngumulwana eyuthengiswa enikwe imali eyithathe imali ya ehambe eyebhadala yesikolo. Into esenze uLazarus Dukola waze wabuya lala amaphupho yikuthi yena imali leyi ekade ngizayithatha ngingathengisa inkomo yami ekhaya etsholojo ayikho ebhanga, ayisikho ukubana angifuni ukuthengisa inkomo. Into ekhona yikuthi lungisani ukuthi ngihambe emakethi ngiyethengisa inkomo zami laziya, ngingafaka imali yami ebhanga ngikwanise ukuyikhipha imali yami isalesilinganiso sayo, hayi khona lokho kwamabhondi kumbe kuthiwa kwini, ngihambe ngiyebhadala i-school fees. Yinto ekhona la, lokho kunye nje ukube ngani siyabhodabhoda sithi hayi hamba uthatha igugu kwalalokhu kumbe uthatha imbuzi yalokhu kubulawela abantwana esikolo, ayisiyo into ehluphayo. Into ehluphayo yokubana imali yona ngokwayo insimbi yona lana kumbi paper alisabonakali ukuthi abantu bekwenze lokho abafuna ukwenza ngemali. Lumfoyo tathe ukukhuluma lapho esithi uhulumende kulesikhumo esifakwe iconstitution ukubana ebone ukubana imfundo yabantu kuze kuyefika kwesinye isigaba iya ikhona njalo ibhadalwe nguhulumende. Yiyo indikimba yendaba okumele ilungise. EZimbabwe phela kwesikhathi uyamangala ukuthi hawu kanti kwathiwa imali yaselakala yini, iselakala njani ukuthi kuyebhadala abantwana i-school fees? Ngokuze zakuthiwa hayi kutholakala i-30 million yokubana sokuzathengela abantu izimota, kutholakala i-50 million yokuthi sokuza kuyakhiwa lokhu, kutholakala i-25 million yokuthi sokuzayenza umsebenzi nje. Lokhu kutshengisa ukudidana lokuphambana kwengqondo yenkokheli ukuthi abantu abazibona ukuthi hayi asilungiseni imali yebhadala i-school fees ukwenzela ukubana akusasa abayibona abanikazi belize esizabathiyela nasiyabathiyela kungabantu abahambile esikolo. Hayi khona ukuthi abantu betshona begijimisaa le mbuzi befuna ukuzihambisa esikolo.
Kunjalo fowethu. Siyabonga. So Mr. Mhlanga is very specific on this issue. He says, you know, long back our parents used to sell, you know, goats, they will sell some cows and so forth, and then get money and go and pay school fees. So instead of this issue of taking a whole goat or a whole cow to a school and say, hey, tell me how much it is and so forth, he says, no, that doesn't work.
Regatiende kuna vama sara ore tisata verenga sume suku sanyuru wanevanu tine masho kwa kawandi sanyuru wanevanu. Vama sara ore tichi tarisa iyo nyaya yema school fees. Tukona uti mari iri kushaika kuma bengi. Ziri kufamba sei. Vana wanengu asina kubadarwa. Varu kitu kwa sei.
Vana wa jinji wanengu asina kubadarwa. Varu kuzore kwa wajigara msukuru. Ninyo ya kuti mtemo nengu jita wafanda kumge wa chitisingwa. Azi ziri kuzo kumisira chai kita nguje kuti msukuru zaajwa ziri kuzimara zishi na so kushantisa. Varu kuzibara babu shaikwa ni choko chayo ya kuti tichakwa mtidisa kwa nisunga achitidisa wanda. Zinowezi rwita wati dzidzo yacho irambe ichingowedzera kudona. Dai hurumende yaigadzirisa nyaya yekuwanikwa kwemari, vanhu vakwanisa kuwana mari yakama zvavanoshanda vachinge vachiunganidzwa vakwanisa kuzwana mari. Asi toramba tichishindisa kuti iyo hurumende dai yangoita basa rayo rekuti ipe vanhu dzidzo, isape bedden kuvabereki rekuti varambe vatsvagiridze zvekuti vanhu vangadzidze sei, noti basa rehurumende rekuti vanhu vanenyika iyoyo vawanikwa vari vanhu.
Aiwa, tinotenda ramba yenyu makabata. Regai timboverenga mafacebook comments kubva pana. Totanga Sylvester Zolibanzi Zwambela anoti ndoona sekunge hurumende yeZANU-PF yakugadzirira maelections nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana. Hurumende haisina mari, saka vakuda kutora zvipfuyo izvi vozoita inonzi command cattle rearing kana kuti command goat rearing. Izvose zvinoitwa vachipa vanhu mabond notes here. Benjamin Munaki anoti handione paine reason yekuti vana vaenderere mberi nedzidzo yacho because haichina kukosha. After all, danga ndapedza basa hakuna zvakangofanana nekusaenda kuchikoro kwacho. Morgan Mulambo anoti let's not adopt that system. The government must fully subsidize education. Zvekuti mari yevana kunyepa uko vanoda kuidya vega manje. Ngatiidye tose. Education must be free from grade 0 to tertiary level period. Ngoni Matora anoti iri zano rekubira vabereki zvishoma zvavanenge vasara nazvo. Baba vane vana vashanu vachabhadhara mombe kana mbudzi ngani pakotore imwe chete. Matenga nagudo haachaite mukore uno. Minoti vari kuti izvi Robert Mangoma anotiwo tadzoka pakuchinjaniswa kwezvinhu kwaiitwa mari isati yaveko. Ibata trade yari kutaura hi. Then Lolo Pazva anoti idanho rakanaka nekuti ragara richingoitika kuzvikoro zvekumaruwa. Apa zvangosiyana chete kuti vari kuti kana zvikoro zvemadhorobha zvaakukwanisawo kuita izvozvo. Then we have Lynn Shanti Maroje anoti uyu muchinda anonzi doko raka haachazivi zvaanoita. Paya aiti vana vadzidziswe religion yake aakudzidzisa zvidzidzo. I think it's time for him to leave office. Vese na mgabe wao havachakwanise kutonga. That's Lynn there. I think we'll continue to read some of these messages. Clips.
Yes, so kulo mndazelo vela ku penalty sibanda ke uti lokho ubonisa indlela iZANU-PF esibulele ngayo ilizwe loko oso loko sokutshengisa sobala ukuba sesibuyele empilweni yabakhokho bethu umzikazi labolobhengula kanye nabempumalanga ombuya nehanda ilizwe lethu laphenduka inhlekisa kwamanye amazwe sesiyangeke kakhulu ngakho lokho thina njengesizwe semandebeleni sikhala ngama British lokwen Victoria abahluthuna isigodlo senkosi ulobhengula emhlahlandlela ngo-1893 ngabe namhlanje sihlezi ngcono kulalokho sikubona kathesi lokhu kuyasifaka abantu So ke itata ke umuntu kona
tinaye muthererelo wekutanga kudza ishe matare makadi mukoma kudza ishe
ndinofara ini kwakadi
aiwa kuno kuri nani muri kupi mimi
apa ndiri kuchiredzi triangle
kuti sei kuchiredzi
ndikutorohone hana nezviri kungotaurikawo mukufamba kwenyika
Asika mukati danho rakanaka here nekuti kahurumende iri kuti mari haipo nai mukoma kudza izvi
iri danho iri ndoona sekuti rakaitwa pakuti bhiza rangaroda kufa saka rakaona kuti rikafa risina zvarataura zvinhu hazvingafambi zvakanaka nokuti zvikoro zvemuno munharaunda mandiri ini handiti tine vana vane vachisvika kuma65 vabereki vavo vobva vanzwiyai nemombe kana nembudzi kuti muzobhadhara school fees ndoona sekuti tadhevhieta kubva patakatanga kuti chikoro ngachive neuniform kuitira kuti vana kana vachitambura kana kuti vachiwana vasanyanya kusiyana mukudzidza kwavo nokuti izvi zvaakutozopeisira zvatoti asekitira chi maresults evana vedu nokuti umwana achiziva kuti ini kwangu hakusikuwani every kotoro yechikoro vaakutoziva kuti mbudzi kana madhonga akutotinhu vachiuya kuchikoro zvadaro iye unozochengeta nokutarisa madhongi pachikoro ndiani ndomubvundo mukuru wamunharaunda mandigiri uyoyo
saka vanhu vari kutaurawo nenyaya iyi ndati vanhu vari kutaura taurawo nezvenyaya yacho vachipa maonero avo
but pavose vandati ndasangana navo hapana uri kunge achiita senge anozvifarira nokuti zviri kuratidza kukundikana kukuru kwenyika nemaeducation standards isaakutodzidzirwa because kana taakuvhaliwa education against zvihuta handioni sekuti vana vachava nemisendizi yekuenda kuchikoro ini
zvihuta zvinenge zvaachenji manje manje
pane patoipa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kudza ishe matare nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
Ndinofara
chaizvo. Tinotenda zvikuru. That's kudza ishe there. He said that you know he has been talking to people in his community and people are not supporting this and he's saying the government must simply like what Mr. Masaroro was saying fund education, you know, at least those low grades.
So now I've got a message from an anonymous person who's saying paying school fees with goats and chicken is a rightful measure since the country is under a terrible cash crisis. There's no money in the country right now as we speak. So Mr. Dokora is very correct when he says people must use goats and chicken to pay for school fees. This is a Zimbabwean solution. It's a local solution. Then he says, Lumla is a lojalo, lapake blessing. Uti undota lo, ugas kambange bizu. Uti lapa nginazelela uti ikwehluleka kukahulumende wezimbabwe sebona ukuthi imali ayikho sebona kungcono ukuthi athathele abantu isifuyo so ubulo muntu
tine mukoma mama comments on Facebook nasi akawanda tiverenga kati wande mukoma ed shava vanoti that's where corruption starts munofunga kuti mukuru wechikoro angazobvuma kudya sadza nenyevhe huku nembudzi dziripo here dzichinzi dzakamirira maplans ehurumende that's crazy pedza naye Edward Matiza anoti ini ndinoona sekupererwa kwehurumende iri kutungamira ko kana vabereki vobhadhara nezvipfuyo zvavo mari yevana yechikoro zvinoreva here kuti vadzidzisi navo vachatambiriswa zvipfuyo vamasarauri vamasarauri hanzi vana vakauya vachibhadhara nezvipfuyo hamuzoone kuti muchapedzisira makunzi varayiridzi mbudzi dzenyu nhatu idzi panopera mwedzi here
Tinoona nekugumirwa kunoita vanhu vari kutungamirira nyika ino hakuna chaungarambe kuti hachizodzimari chaitika. Vamwe vachatodzimara vapaza bhengi kuti hatichave nereserve bank of Zimbabwe, tatione reserve crow of Zimbabwe watinobuda tichichengetera zvipfuyo zvedu. Zvinhu zvese vanokwanisa kuzviita, asi tiri kuti ngavabvume chekutanga kuti vari kukoniwa maitiro avari kuita zvinhu. Vombogarwa pasi nevamwe vane mamwe maonero, vombopuhwa kuti chinhu zvingaitwe kuti ikonomi yedu itange kushanda, mari itange kuwanikwa ndezvipi. Nekuti zvezvi tichitarisa maticha acho ari kunzi ari kutambira mari asi haasi kuitambira. Inongonzi yapinda muakaunti tiri kutambira manhamba. Paunozokwira uchiti ndinoti nditore mari yangu wakwereta mari yekufambisa nei, unongosvika ikoko uchinzi mari yacho mbenga muna, asi ndine manhamba ndakatotumirwa nebhengi racho kuti takupai mari yenyu iri kunzi yapinda. Saka patatosvika izvizvi hatina chatiri kutambira. Saka zvekunzi vanhu vachadzimara vakupuwa nembudzi nemombe, zvinogona kuzodzimara zvaitika. Asi dambudziko huru riripo nderekuti hurumende iri kurwisana nevarombo zvakanyanyisa, nekuti panze pekuti tovabatsire tovabatsire kuti vawedzere mhombe dzavainadzo nembudzi dzavainadzo kuti vasarambe vachiwedzera mukutambura kwavo, taakutotora zvishoma zvezvavainazvo izvozvo tichiuya kusozvo kuti zviite basa rekubhadhara dzidzo. Yambotaurwa nomwe mutauri kuti iri dzidzo zve isina chiri kubatsira vana vacho, isina chairi kubatsira ikonomi yedu, ingori yepride yedu yekuti tinoti isu tine dzidzo yatiri kupa vana vedu yemhando yepamusoro, asi umhando yepamusoro wacho hauna zvauri kutibatsira. Saka pano tinoda kuti paiswe parovaniswe misoro, vanhu vonyatsoona zvingaitwe kuti dambudziko rekuwanikwa kwemari rigadziriswe, dambudziko reikonomi reupfumi hwenyika hwedu rigadziriswe, tivandudze zvinhu izvezvi kuitira kuti social service yedu iite irambe iripo vanhu vachiiwana. Zvikatarise kueducation ndeke vanhu vanoda kurapwa, vanhu vanoda kuzvipatara, kwese ikoko handiona vanhu vachizotinana nemombe vachienda kuna mai vanoda kusununguka vachitinhirwa mombe. Dai vasununguka hakuna kwatiri kuenda nenyika, tiri kutodzokera kustone age. Dai pambogarwa pasi paunogovanzi ndezvinhu zvatingaita kuti upfumi hwedu uwane.
Mr. Mhlanga, I guess maybe there could be something that is hidden in all this, you know. At the end of the day, when you look at parents in rural areas, they depend on these kind of livestock, you know, in terms of their riches is based on cows and all those kind of things.
Indeed, so, I think yeah. It's what before I leave you guys. The thing is, what you're actually saying is correct. You know, for somebody in the rural areas, the cow serves just the mere purpose of just being an asset that they can wake up in the morning and admire. They use that for plowing, they use that for milk, they use that for manure, they use that as assets, is their inheritance, is their family jewels. So in effect, when you get a situation where you're asking the families and communities to start raiding and depleting their family jewels, their inheritances, their assets, their day-to-day power utilities as well, you are starting to create massive problems within communities. As the gentleman was saying earlier on, let us just accept that there are things that these authorities have failed to do. They need to sit down with others and ask for guidance and help where possible. Look, there is a part of the Constitution that remains unfulfilled at the moment, which is the whole issue around devolution. Because if this devolution issue had actually been addressed, if it had addressed the issues of what is it that the devolution looks like, how is that funding in devolution going to work, would it have created an opportunity for authorities or local areas to actually to start looking at their own education and funding needs and saying that you raise the taxes, you use the taxes in the most appropriate way? Would that have created and leveraged for economies to start opening up and creating more value for areas? Secondly, as I said earlier on, let us not put a plaster on a gushing wound, okay? Let us fix the wound. The wound is that there is a serious and severe liquidity crisis in the country. Let us address that. Let us not stop messing around and getting ministers competing for stupidity in parliament, coming up with funny ideas almost on a weekly basis. If Dokora has to go, he must go. But somebody must tell him that, Dokora, you must actually go now because you're actually becoming a nuisance in this whole setup. And that is why the gentleman, when he said Dokora, then his boss must go because they're actually failing to run this company called Zimbabwe Private Limited.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Mhlanga said you can be with him for 20 minutes. So now it's almost 30 minutes. So otherwise, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Angry Man. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mhlanga there. Regaitende kunemwe mutereri mkoma Donald Mamboma. Murise mkoma Donald.
Lezi mwagasindari.
Aiwa, tirinani. Vango amboti zi mkoma Donald wari pandazo hapa. Machonera John.
Aiwa, ndaiwa ku... Ndaiwa ku mwusha toka ya. Nantili kunu, ndakata ya kuno kuno mswe Friday.
Ah, okay. Saka, nyayari mdariro mainzi kwa yezi. Ziruku fambase kumusha uko. Anzi vano, anu kwa na wapatana nembuzi school fees.
Inya enda katosia on chingo wali nesa yo jita ugwa bati inya eno nati government yedi ya pere kwa zesho nukutua wakunga mbo nchere wado kora nisi kutua nombo tarona mama check orders yirimu education
nchiri mokutu awasa wado kora chete kapa nekuti vachina masa wari kuta uraonya ime chete kuti nyangwe kwa rimi uko kana ushita kutura wa shkwere tunukwansa kuno shanisa mombe za kupo wa shkwere tukubank
Kana mshita wakashina masa, watu waruta dhakura, hana kana hivyo nikono miye nika ndiri kutakwa. Ndiyo saka majita zimasane wa waka, apana ruku kwanza kura, hana jinyika mkatimia mea umuru, mende metu mea. Wano ya katoda nyu, patoda nyu blood warume, tinga nye perana, Zimbabwe ina kwa iriku inda. Iriku todo na apana za wano dao za makutawa. Nukuti kana mshita wakashita 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 wakashita
Saka poitwa sei.
Azinazo. Aiwa ka government ngaingo kingatotere ku economy nyato gadziso nyika yedu nyato kumira tinezvichegwa vari kuluta kana vachitora iyo vakuru. Mai vachi implementa zvimwe zvinhu zvisina zvinongwa benefita iyo chete. Hakuna isu zvatine vana izvi ndo zvakabaka vakatiza mugoma hakuna chimugo even kuno kwati takangoya iruka. But kungozvisungirira kuti takatora kuti zvitori nani. Kumba hakuna chimugo mugoma blessing. Hakuna kana chimuko ngava gadzire ku mari first economy yedu inake baba tange aligners ndizvi problem irungo pa ku mari haisi kukonzegwa ne ndo saka vashina masa kuzotaura kudaro vari kuona kuti mari sho hakuna vama vikiu ma bank kose ku ma ndakatadza kutora mari yemukuye yakasendwa kubva ku South Africa ini kuti ndive kuno pa mukuru ndikaenda ku Harare ndikaenda ku Masvingo ndikapedza ndikadi ichitadza kutora mari yakatumwa irimo
vaiti kudii nenyaya yekutora mari yacho
Kuma singo wakati kwa hii, tiku pa ma US dollars, but rate ya changari ya kazi, kairi $6.50. Saka, kutu watumi kwa hali maranzi, kutu so, panisa utora mario yuka, yuka, konifeta kwa maranzi, unengo wane marisho mamanja, isha kwanisa utenga, ama onje maranzi, angatumi waya. Ati murugu ona.
Yeah.
Ukarale kwa se, kiu ya ngairi poni kasi, zato wa sechi, zivano, unote musira munu, marino tutu, yegu, tutu tenga drinki, shama wata basi. Apana pasina njiri, papasina pasina uo riko, sinu wangu wa uo rikete, pasina masa mjio wa itara, zangu wa zikorruption. Edi, masa wa shi yono shengi dambuzi, anenga chifuza mwembe pa shikoro ndiani.
Hai, watilotu
na... Anenga dambuzi pa shikoro ndiani mkoma blessing. Maka, sita, alisita na kanaka, ngala mbotanga wa konza wata mwembe wano, maa stake holders, ee seka na nita patizishin. Kote mkwe ndo, sasa, nisina kane baza resi.
Hai, watilotu na mkoma Donald, chazo kufuni na ito zutaura.
Pandaka ndiri pandaka baiko zvino ah kwaka watoshata izvi yatovamisangana watovamisangana vari murikona ndekano kufira economy yedu ipapo vaya kutanga kuti kambena kuvhundutira vanhu kudi saka nyika yedu tingaende ipi mbuka blessing tingaende ipi it's too early iko zvino tange kuvhundutira vanhu kuda kuti kidzira vanhu kuvaereke ndicha zvodai
aiwa tinotenda ndichakufondirai mkoma Donald tozotaura kuti zvimwe zviri kufamba sei
Orai mkoma blessing maita basa mufarise mkoma timu yese ikoko.
Aya watinova mhori savese tinotenda zvikuru.
Thanks mkoma.
Thank you so much. Gibbs that's our number one supporter there Donald is back now. Of course they're saying that he does not think this proposal will work. You know, the government must go back to the drawing board and try to resuscitate the economy which is obviously ailing. Gibbs.
Now I've got a message from Simon Mapera who says, the next thing our kids going to be sent to head this livestock. Classes are going to be turned into a code scroll. This is now a banana republic. The schools are already in a crisis. I was in Zimbabwe last year this time and I was involved in discussions around fees. I don't know anywhere around this, but one school had almost 400 kids. And only 15 were paying school fees. Yeah, so I think that's an insightful thing. I think we've got another guest there.
Who do we have now?
We've got Mr. Ambrose Spindy. He's a former member of the Cyrene High School Development Committee. Mr. Spindy, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good Good evening. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so
thank you. Now, Mr. Asbindi, what is your take on this proposal by the government that, you know, parents can resort to barter trade and instead of using cash, use goats and other, livestock to settle their school fees arrears?
Well, what I'll say, I think this is enough evidence to have reported that our government has failed to manage the economy of the country. Because we cannot be pushed back to Stone Age time when we are in this century. And surely, when one is saying we can use the livestock to pay our fees, so what does that imply? Does it mean that now the schools need to have crops to keep those goats and the cattle and what have you? These are the questions. And further to that, we are also approaching another serious conflict. Who is determined to say that my cow or my goat is worth $20 or $100? Mm-hmm. So it is a clear-cut case of that our government is failing. And after all, they even went further. They talk about that you can even go and work in a school when a parent can go and work.
Mm-hmm.
That again will bring down the quality of our education. And it will also be an embarrassment to the children. If the children are seeing their parents, he is working the whole day for them to pay their fees. That alone will cause challenges, and this will affect their performance at school.
Mm-hmm.
So what the government is now doing is now a critical case that they are saying that destroying the reputation of our education system. And as far as I'm concerned myself, this thing will not work. I think this government, the challenge that we have with this government, they also want to draw attention, remove the attention of the people from the right place and try and divert us. The issue now is the issue that they need to resuscitate the economy, full stop. They mustn't try and divert people's attention by saying a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
This thing will not work, and personally, and all other people, we can't deal with this. We've gone past the action age period, and now we're in a different century. So it doesn't have the economy to make sure that we use the money to pay the fee. Full stop.
Thank you so much. Now we welcome economist Professor Chivije. Professor Chivije, how are you doing? Professor Chivije?
Hello, I'm hearing you. Blessed evening.
Evening. Now, Professor Chivije, there's this proposal by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa that livestock can be used as collateral so that farmers can get loans from banks. What is your take on this?
Yeah, look, Chinamasa is not a banker, mm-hmm. and I don't think he knows what he's saying,
mm-hmm.
because cattle or livestock cannot be used as collateral unless the owner of those cattle is an professional commercial farmer. And even if he's a professional commercial farmer, what happens is there is what is known as NGCB, standing for Notarial General Covering Bond, which is a bond that is taken on a movable property or movable items. Now, for a commercial farmer, yes, those cattle need to be insured. Those cattle need to have value. They need to have a market value, and they need to have insurance just in case they catch a disease and then they die. It is the insurance will chip in, and then will pay at the bank. Then even on that NGCB, the banks only take less than 50% of the value because it is the lowest valuable form of security that the bank can take. And it can only be taken under exceptional circumstances to a commercial farmer who is well-known, who has been borrowing for a very long period of time, and that security is discounted by at least 50%.
Thank you so much there, Professor Chivije. And please do stay on the line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tombo Zokera, kuna vamasaraure. Vamasaraure?
Vamasaraure.
Asika maamuru kutaura kuti zviri nani kuti hurumende inge iriyo inobhadhara maschool fees aya. Asika hurumende inotadza kubhadhara varairidzi vacho iri kutadza ine zvikwereti zvakawandisa. Inga akwanise here nemamiriro akaita zvino?
chinoita kuti vatadze kubhadhara zvinhu zvose zvamataura zvakakosha kudaro inyaya yemapriorities avo kwavanokoshesa kuisa mari dzavo. Totanga panyaya yekuti kubva musi wavanohwina kunze vapuwa simba rekutungamirira nyika, vanotanga zvekuramba vachikampeina vari trapped muelection mode, vachingokampeina 5 years vasingadeliver maservices. Ndoko vanowaste mari yavo yenyika yese vachisa. Chechipiri, mari yavo zhinji vane tinopeza munyaya dzemari dzetinongonzwa iri news kuti kwabiwa yakati, kwabiwa bhiriyoni pakati, kwabiwa yakati mabhiriyoni akati, mamiriyoni akati. Saka nyaya yecorruption zi mari inenge ichipera zvakare vozuva ravaisina mari. Totarisa mazimota anoita kunga anofema avanotengerana apinda mupariamende apuwa imwe, anzi aminista ane imwe, akangochinja uministri apuwa zveimwe motokari. Saka nyaya iripo inyaya yemapriorities, ndo inoita kuti mari dzavo dziite sedzinoshota, zvoita senyika isina upfumi. Asi upfumi tiinawo, asi huri upfumi huri kutadza kumanejewa zvakanaka. Tikatadzawo machina nevamwe maforeiners anouya achingotora upfumi hwedu neuwandu hwavo, kana ari madiamonds ingave chii, vachituta vachienda. Totarisawo nyaya yeproduction yedu, hatina urongwa hwakadzama hwatiri kuona hwavari kuisa hwekuti production inge iripo zvinhu zvibude mari dziwani. Kana ivo vachinge vaona kuti vakoniwa havasi kuzvigona, havachisina zvekodzero yekuti varambe vachizviti hurumende, nekuti ndobasa rehurumende iroro rekupa masocial services akaita sewaya. Saka kana vachinge vakoniwa, vanofanira kubvuma kuti takoniwa, vogumira ipapo, vonga vamwe vangakwanisa kutora vachienda mberi vane urongwa hwakadzama hwekuti hungabatsire nyika yedu kuti iende mberi.
Tinotenda sikuru Gibbs.
Iye, lapa silo mlaleli singakai kuspindi, kulo mlaleli kutwa Usipangani. Sibangani kunjani kona ngapho ke eBotswana? Sibangani kona ecingweni? Usibangani wana ngamthuli kahle. Ukona ecingweni Sibangani kumba uko? One phone yangkhona sichanga umbani lapha. Ulisiye kuSpindi, Spindi ukhona? Baba Spindi ukhona ecingweni?
Ye ngikhona.
Ye kuhle ukuthi ukhona Spindi. So nxa sikhangeleke emadolobheni lapha nxa emakhaya kuyabhatalwa ngewotshi, kubhatalwe angazi amadonki, kubhatalwe lokunye okuthize ngokunye okuthize. Emadolobheni abantu bayenza njani? Kuthiwa phela nxa ungela mali uyakwanisa uthi mina Spindi ngiyakwazi ukutshaya itraweli, ngiyakwazi ukwakha kancane, kumbe vele ngukapenta uhambe uyevaza nje okuyitafule esikolo kumbe into ezinjalo. Spindi ubona njani koloko?
Inkulumo engelangqondo. Ungagayela izikolo zethu eziningi emadrobheni.
Ifoni yakhe simane yaqhumeka nje. So I asked him about people who are urban dwellers, what they're going to do. Alternatively, I think what I'm saying, it's likely that you can go to work for a school. Or maybe, like, I think you have got some skills in carpentry.
Yeah, and then you can just
go to Marondera High School and help there. So maybe it's a good idea or a bad idea, I don't know. So I guess we can go ahead.
Let's read some messages that we have. Tina Shushine Gumbo anoti iri bo because Zimbabwe yave kumawere chero ukada kutengesa mbudzi inotengwa nani because mari hakuna. Then we have Mary Mukarati, we are a cashless society, so zvichatengwa nani zvipfuyo zvacho. Is your caller back?
Yes, ependukile njalo Sipangani. Sipangani uyangizwa kona manje?
Hello.
Yeah, kunjani baba?
Ndikona
njani baba? Hayi siphile kakhulu ngapho kona.
Hello.
Ye ukuphi kona apho?
Lapha ngiseBotswana.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu. Akutsho phela ukuthi usokuthiwa phela wenelisa ukubhatalela izifundo ngenkomo kumbe imbuzi kumbe into ezinjalo. Wena ukubona njani kona?
Ngizile leyo ndaba manje bengizivuka ukuthi njengoba isikhathi side kangaka lokhu esithi uvuse uzivuse, manje singakwanisa yini ukuba nasithakazelele leyo independence kuze kufikele kusasa namhlanje? Kangiboni ukuthi siyithakazele njengoba khathesi ngiseBotswana kangilayo leyo mvuzi yokuba niyobhadalela umntwana ekhaya izikolo, njalo abantwana esilabo lapha baxotshiwe ezikolo kufuneka ipemisi. iBotswana kayifuni la mapemisi ukuba nasiwariniwe, bayala bayawarijeka.
So manje kuthiwani nxa kunjalo?
Hayi, le ndaba mna kamboni ukuthi ikhona njengoba kathesi masiyavota lanxa silavota kodwa vele ukhanya akuna mpumelelo engaba khona njengoba balo osimele ukuthi ngumongameli welizwe. Hayi, ubethulekile.
Pokumele kuthweni inqwa kunje.
Hayi lokhu ndoda ngibona ngani sokusaza uNkulunkulu ophezulu.
Mm.
Amboni ukuthi kule ngibekela phambili uNkulunkulu ngiyobesazi ukuthi kuzofika xa uca uzowela.
Yeye kodwa ubona ngazani ke nxa usukhangela kungasebenza yini ukuthi kuze kuthiwa usibangani kumele abhadale ngembuzi kumele abhadale imbuzi awula phela wena.
Hello.
Kule mbuzi kumbawula.
Hello.
Yeye uyangizwa sibangani? I think phone yakhe lenkingi. Mhm. Uyangizwa?
Hello, ngiyakuzwa
yeye. Yeye nxa sikhuluma ke siya phambili ubona ngazani njengoba wena ungelambuzi kumbe awula nkomo kumbe donkey kumbini so ke pho abantwana zababhadalela ngani
ukuthi angiboni lokuthi ngizababhadalela ngani njengoba lokulima masingathi siyolima izulu linile kodwa amabele athile phela besiqembile ukuthi sizalokuza njengoba izulu lelinile.
Oh, oh. Hey, amafoni namhlanje ke anganabhede ke mfowethu kodwa ke we're trying by all means to connect people. So all what you were saying is that it doesn't even own a goat.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, and in Botswana they've got a problem. The government is not renewing their permits.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to go back home, and he doesn't know where he's going to start. You know, mm-hmm. because he doesn't own nothing back mm-hmm. home. So I think besikhuluma lo Baba Spindi, and then ifoni yakhe sikhumeka. Baba Spindi, suphendukile.
Sendendukile.
Yeah. So besakhuluma kolompana ukuthi Baba Spindi. Wena ukubona njani konoko ukuthi ye nanku siya kubona ungakhipha lokhu nxa usemakhaya kodwa emadolobheni ke kuyakhitshwana kuyamele phela kuyehlakula into ezinjalo
bensathi mina emadorobheni even emakhaya emadorobheni lawo akwenzi ingqondo ngoba nxa kuthiwa mina usibini ngihambe nje litrawel yami ngeja izitina ungakhangela kumbe ngiyekwenza icarpentry ungananzela izikolo eziningi zemadorobheni izikolo vele ezilento yonke ezilamaklasi mayenele yonke ithi khona.
Mm-hmm.
And uzatshaya leyo thaya lusenzalo utshaya leso sitina ukuthi wakhani njenge sikolo sezakhiwe njalo singakhona ukuthi singaba kuthiwa mina ngizothiya itrawel emadorobheni fanele kube le metiriyali yokuthi wenzani ngayo imetiriyali yakhona vele iyabe ithengwe ngani nxa abantu babezabuya bethi bona bazosebenza njalo ungananzela siyasizwe kuthiwa ngenxa ye-economy efileyo eZimbabwe la uzezwa kuthiwa about 60% abantu bayehluleka between 60-70% bayehluleka ukubhadala i-fees. So kambe kungabuya abazali isikole silabantwana silabazali bange-1,000 kube yi-700 ezosebenza isikole phela siyayidinga imali yokuthi sithenge i-stationary sithenge lokhu lalokhu nxa umuntu esesebenzile isikole vele sizawoperatha njani ingathela mali. So sizama ukuthi into ekhulunywa ngohulumende leyivele yinto engelangqondo ayinto ngaso zisebenze njalo uhulumende ngithilo futhi ukuthi engabalekela iqiniso. Iqiniso elikhona ukuthi awavusa i-economy leyo uhulumende wasithembisa abantu ngo-2013 ukuthi uzavula imisebenzi engu-2 million. Kakhulu ngemisebenzi eyi-2 million uyivula njani kulokuthi akuqala ukutshela ngezizinto ufuna ukukhipha ingqondo yethu lapho asitshela khona ayenze sihlawo into singacabangiyo nxa uhulumende sehlulele kathi kuthi sehlulekile ngoba thine sikugayileyo kathesi esicabanga ukuthi thina masa lotokora lohulumende onke bazasitshela uhulumende wezane ukuthi hhayi thina imisebenzi engu-2 million sesiyenza nansi but kanti babeinto ezinye ezingelangqondo lokho abakukhulumayo akusoze kusebenzele and asoze kusebenze iphupho nje elingancediyo elibisele iZimbabwe emuva.
Yes, siyakuza kakhulu ubambe khonapho ungayikho chance. So what he's saying is that you know working in schools is not workable.
Mm-hmm.
So he says suppose 1,000 parents at a given school decide to go and work at that particular school. Mm-hmm. What is going to happen? He says what you need is money. Mm-hmm. In order to operate schools. So if you don't have money, then there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot operate those schools. So he says, even if he has to go to work at, let's say, Mkhali Primary School,
mm-hmm.
there's no material to work with in mm-hmm. the first place. Who's going to buy that material?
Yeah.
So he says, this thing is just out of line. Mm-hmm. And then he went on to say that ZANU-PF is avoiding pertinent issues.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues is the 2 million jobs promised in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, according to him, where are the jobs? Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go to Professor Chibiji. Are you still on the line?
I'm still on the line, sir.
Yes. Now, Professor Chibiji, I think what most banks are saying is that the government must simply give the farmers, say, 99-year leases. and then they can use that as collateral. And the government seems to be reluctant to do that, opting for this use of livestock. Why is it problematic for the government to give farmers 99-year leases?
Yeah, I think if those leases are given for 99 years, then it means they can be transferable.
Mm-hmm.
Then if they are transferable, then it's likely that the land will then concentrate on those on the rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Because what will happen then is if a farmer fails to pay, then you will lose that lease and then the land is given to somebody else. So at the end of the day, most of the people, especially those that are on a reliable political areas, they are likely to lose their land. And that is good. Some political repackages. That is precisely why the government doesn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Professor Chivije Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Sibuye kuwe ke Baba Spindi. Nilethemba lokuthi lokuzocinga yini.
Yeah.
Yeah. Akusho ke Spindi ukuthi suka lapha kuyowa ngapi. Kuyaphela njani konke lokho?
Laba njengoba ngisitsho mina ngibona ungathi kusejekeni khathesi ukuthi uhulumende wethu uyehlulekile singakhohlwa sesaba la mabhera sithethi ngale muva ehlula sabuya lapho kwangena uhulumende wemanyano wenza into ethi lengqondo kwangena i-multicurrency khathesi singathi sihamba ngconywana nangusechwile futhi usefaka amabhondi imali elohlonza isabonakali khathesi nanguye eqa futhi usekhuluma ngenkomo lembuzi lokuthi umntu azosebenza. Onke lokhu kuyatshengisa uhulumende osehlile ukwenza izinto. Njalo khonokho esikutsho ukuthi kuthiwa abantu bakhiphe inkomo, bakhiphe imbuzi bazosebenza, ungezelela into esihlala sithumayo ebugwelegwele ukuthiwa yi-corruption. Ngoba mina ulithi mase uzafika athi hhayi uSibindi lo Sibanda lo Dube lo bani basebenzile singasebenzanga. Into kufanele inazelele. So bese kuthiwa abantu abaqhube befunda ngoba engingesi ngobhuru bakhe. Phezu kwalokho futhi le nkomo zelezi emakhaya ukuthi azikhutshwe zizakhutshwa ngathi zafaka ukuthi bisihambe kuzaba lezi baye esikolo asilashiwa zivuke zisaza kuthiwa zivuke ezitshontshiwe ebezithathele futhi ngoba ngokuguliva phela abantu bezizalela esikhuluma ngabo bajwayele zokuganga. So we are saying thina iqiniso elikhona le ndlela ezimbili kuphela uhulumende lavume ngayindosezala ukuthi zalile anike abanye abantu abangenelisa ukuthi barane ilizwe leli le economy ngendlela eyiyo ngoba impilo yabantu bethu sibona ngathi ifele ezandleni ezandleni kahulumende lo and abantu abethu basikhuma education sethakathesi usozi lezemfundo yethu liyehla liyaphansi ngoba abantwana mbona bazebengafundanga emakhakho lezebeseluseyo inkomo lengulube lesidala lezinja lamadonki kuthiwa hhayi azifide. So abantu abethu babulawa sikhangele and njengabazali thina ngibona ngathi silo mlando omkhulu eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende sukume sile sithi hayi hulumende sesidiniwe ngoba nokukhuluma lokhu nangalokho akulungisa i-economy. Xa i-economy isala banecele ukungena abantu balungise ngoba sesiqhubeke sidubeka ngale ndlela sesidubeke abantu sebekhathele ngalo hulumende iliqiniso elikhona.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Spindi. So Mr. Spindi is saying that the government of Zimbabwe is currently ruining young people's lives. So he says, you know, this is not acceptable and at the end of the day the government should go. Because they have no plan here, so they have nothing to do in order to run Zimbabwe.
Mr. Masaraura, is he on the line? Mr. Masaraure? I think we have lost him. The phones are a bit problematic, and we've also lost, I think, Professor Chivije. Maybe let's just reach some more. Oh, you're still on the line.
Professor is on the line.
Okay, Professor. Right. Professor Chivize, I wanted to say, let's look at the possible solutions here. There's this liquidity crunch. What can be done in the immediate term or in future, long term, that is, to try to make sure that the cash issue is addressed?
Yes, there is no short-term solution to the cash crisis, the liquidity crisis we have, simply because we are not able to sustain our own currency, that is the bond note which is on the market. Now, in the long term, what is really required in the country is investment. And when there is investment, then there is the creation of goods. If goods are created, then their value money
they will then come in. Now, the investment that you are talking about here is not domestic investment, because people in here in Zimbabwe, they don't have money.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about foreign direct investment. People who are coming from other countries coming to invest into the country in Zimbabwe. But that is not going to happen in Zimbabwe if we have got the current political dispensation, because of that law, which says if you bring your money, then people here in Zimbabwe are going to take more than 50%, 51% of it, and then you remain with only 49%. And no person in his right mind can come and invest his money in the country so that he will lose 51%. And I just don't know what the current authorities in Zimbabwe, the people who are ruling at the moment, the Ministry of Finance and all the others, are thinking about that, because it is just not possible. And without investment, then we are stuck with this current cash crisis, because we don't have our own currency. The US dollar will go out definitely, because we're not creating anything. And because the US dollar is created in America, that's where they are creating their own money. And we are not creating anything. So it will go out as we import. Mm-hmm. Our bond note cannot work simply again because we are not creating anything. So without production, there is no money. That is the basic principle. Without production, then there is no money. So until and unless there is investment in the country, then there is no money. But there can't be investment when we have got the current political dispensation.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got some messages. Wiseman Chaputa says this will definitely affect the banking sector to a greater extent at a time when banks are struggling to get enough deposits. Then we've got Norma Cabo says, this is very sad. Where are we headed? Seriously? And then we've got Emmanuel Spanda, who says, the running cost of any entity can never be met by crowds full of livestock or parents queuing to offer services. The liquidity crunch has to be tackled head on, not circumvented by these funding stopgap measures. At this rate, how will we generate cash for the day-to-day running of schools, including salaries, ultimately?
Mm-hmm. Then we have some more comments on Facebook. Blessing Mahoho, anoti ko vanovhaliwa sei zvipo zvacho. Pane uremu here o zvese zvinoita? Ko kana chichirwara vanovheta here? Ko kana usina mota dzekuzvitakura kusvika nazvo zvipo zvacho? It's all a question of liquidity, zvipo lacks in liquidity capacity. Regerai Chikovore anotivo, ndiko kupenga zvoko. Vapererwa havachadi kupa vanhu mari dzavo dziri mabank, vodazve kuvatorera zvipfuwo. Zimbabwe yatirwadzisa vedu we. Silas Chabani anoti useless, hazviite izvozvo. Kana kwake kuine nzara asade kushuzhira kuchikoro. Siriu Mangwana anoti ndezvekupenga zvaakuitwa nehurumende yeZANU-PF. Ko kana ndine chikwereti $5 apa ndisina huku, ndinenge ndine mbudzi chete apa inoita $30. Ko vanotipa change yemari Zimbabwe is something else. Gives those are some of the
yeah, Baba Speed. Ukwele chuma ini?
Nkona.
Uyazwela abantu bayakhuluma lapha, ukukhulume lo Zulu. Uba abantu bayakhuluma. Just 1 minute. Less than a minute actually.
Hello?
Yeah, ngicabanga abantu bayakhuluma sibili, ubona njani? Okhulunywa ngoZulu lapha. Abantu bakhuluma
intambo yabo. Abantu lapha sivumelana labo ukuthi vele into le ekhulunywa ngohulumende into engasoze isebenze. Akulalizwe noba ngapha emhlabeni elenelisa ukuthi usebenzise izifuyo ukuthi ufuna ukusebenzisa imali badala ifizi isebenzane. So le into into engasebenziyo njengoba besithi izikhulumi zonke. Nakhona ukutsho ukuthi nxa ubhadala imali akufanele ibe ne-change. Njengoba esithi ubabuza ayithola ngaphi nxana uvule mbuzi uwela nkukhu. Njalo phezu kwalokho futhi ingakhohlwa ukuthi xa kuthiwa uzosebenza esikolo ngubani ozageje ukuthi enisebenze lapha sokuwo-worth $100. Konke lokhu ngamaphrobhemu esizaba lawo esibona ngasiyahlala la uhulumende engazangezeli ubugwelegwele bukhona. So uyasifithi thina le into yezifuyo lani nokusebenza ezikolo ayisozisebenzi
ngokuyawa
imali imali kuphela.
Siyabonga. Thank you so much. We want to thank our guest this evening, Professor Chivije, an economist, President Obed Masaraure of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mr. Bengte Mbamhlanga, political and economic commentator, and also Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, former member, Serene High School Parents Association. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.